RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mothers cry cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Well, it's going by the book. Wars everywhere. We go to Afghanistan. We leave $80 billion worth of our armaments, C-130s, so they can fly the stuff around. We leave all kinds of helicopters and ammo and cash. We couldn't even bring the cash home because that would just have been too much of a struggle to get it on the airplane. And all the ammo, all the weapons, all the night vision stuff. Oh, it's no big deal. We just armed our enemy. And they say, oh, we did a great job of getting out of Afghanistan, right? And left American citizens behind. And now the Taliban is screening who gets to come to America so that Joe Biden and his little comrade Biden can offer sanctions to who the Taliban thinks would be good fighters in America. Boy, you just can't make this stuff up. Are we, like, stupid or what? Or what? There's a war going on. We have been overthrown. There's been a coup d'etat. And they're in the process of totally making it a irreversible coup d'etat if we don't get Trump back in there. Because only one man can stop this thing. We got to have a president that's in control, because most of these Republicans, the Democrats are a total waste, and most of the Republicans are bought and paid for, or they're cowards. But people are starting to wake up, starting to fight. About damn time. About dang time. Anyway, getting back to this, I just could not believe it. See, I want documentation. When people talk about this stuff, I want to be able to prove it. So I read this. Vaccinations, injection of a killed or weakened infectious organism in order to prevent the disease. That's what I thought a vaccination was. It's something that prevents me from getting it. Well, the CDC just made another article on their, put it up on the homepage. God knows where they come from. I don't know. China, Russia, how odd, who knows? Vaccination from 2015 to 2021. The act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to the specific disease. Now, wait a minute. One is to prevent it. This is immunity. That's what our God-given system from our Creator gave us. Immunity to the system. It fights it, kills it, and then it gives us immunity. A vaccine is supposed to prevent. That's a different thing. So now we got something that's going to produce immunity. Really? They haven't got anything for immunity for HIV. In all these years. Flu, they haven't. We get the flu shots every year. People do. They don't let us stop it. Doesn't do anything. Except make weaken their system. And it's getting us set up for this other nonsense. People don't figure, haven't figured that out yet. I'm going to get my flu shot. Yeah, right. Well, I haven't had the flu. You know what I do is I take a lot of vitamin C and magnesium and other stuff. Zinc. Vitamin D. Things that my God-given body give me to fight this stuff. Then in September, by the way, and that one is another, just the CDC, another mandate. We just on our own change the definitions of vaccination to produce immunity. So you're going to try to imitate what our God-given system does from God. That it produces immunity. And I tell you what God gave us is really works. So now you're going to try to replace that. I don't think so. But it gets better. September of 2021, the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce protection from a specific disease. Protection. Somehow we're going to be protected. There's no immunity to it. We're going to be protected from it. That's different. Not going to prevent us. We're not going to have immunity. We're not going to have a what our God-given thing to have immunity to it. We're going to be protected from it. Something totally different again. So now we're being protected. Yeah, right. Really doesn't seem to be working out well because about, 50% are over in Israel, all these people that are highly vaccinated, took the bio weapon shot, and now they're back in the hospital and they're dying like flies. Didn't seem to work out too good. Didn't protect them, did it? Of course not. Because now we find out the people that are getting these bioweapons are developing bioweapons themselves, and it's just being transferred or shedding to other people. But that's irrelevant. And what's crazy is that there is no authority for the CDC to do any of this. They didn't even put it in the Federal Register because there's no authority and everything is sitting on a bunch of smoke. And it ain't even smoke. Because if you have smoke, there might be a fire. There's no fire, folks. They just made it up. It's a mandate because I'm the CDC. Really? Unbelievable. Then we go to the next step. And I found this out of the American Frontline Doctors case. This was 2-21-CharlieVictor-702, Northern District of Alabama. 2-21-CV-702. That's in Pacer. So I went into Pacer to see what the complaint was. And they brought up the Nuremberg Code, which is, of course, they're in totally violation of that because you will get this, even without my permission. Yeah, right. Okie dokie. Get it on. Unbelievable. But I found they cited the CFR, human subjects. To what does this policy apply? The basic HHS policy for protection of human subjects. It's the CFR 45, Part 46. Well, I think that's pretty interesting. What are the human subjects that this says, to what does this policy apply? Their policy, it's not law. Policy is not law, it's just their policy. Okay, so what is it? Let's go ahead and see what it says. So how do I read it? Well, first of all CFRs are not laws. They're laws actually that are in the United States of America. It's a compilation of Federal Register publications that are, it's mandated by the Federal Register Act of 1945. Okay? So what is your authority? You got to put it in the Federal Register. There's only two cited. 83, Federal Register 2893. That's January 22nd, 2018. And 83 FR 28518, that's July 19th, 2018. So one is January 22nd of 18, and the other one is June 19th. Then they got the source of a whole bunch of other Federal Register, but the credits, that's the one you want to go to. But what is amazing, they usually don't do this out in the open. The authority, which you can never rely upon, because the authority is not what binds the agencies. It's what's in the Federal Register. But the authority, they say, is 501, 5 U.S.C. 301. They admit it. Right out in the open. Their only authority is 5 U.S.C. 301. Really? Well, that's kind of interesting. So what does that do? Let me read what 5 U.S.C. 301, then we're going to get into the meat of this thing. I'm sitting in awe. I said, these guys actually admit it right out in the open. They admit it. Let me find 301 here so I can quote it exactly. I just thought I couldn't believe it. I mean, it's right out in the open. Normally, this is all hidden. In the IRS, they'll put it in the heading, but they won't put it under the authorities. These people actually put it right in the thing. But what does 5 U.S.C. 301 departmental rules say? The head of an executive department or military department may prescribe regulations for the government of his department, comma, the conduct of its employees, comma, distribution and performance of its business, and the custody and use of preservation of its records and papers and property. It's the conduct of its employees. They didn't say the health of it. They can't even do anything about the health. It's about the conduct. The conduct. That's not going to cover the health. That's nonsense. That's what 5 U.S.C. Most of them are, by the way, 5 U.S.C. 301s, and they come under a lot of flavors of interpretive rigs, procedural rigs, all kinds of different interpretive rigs, that type of nonsense. It's irrelevant. I don't care what they're doing internally up there in D.C. They can get around and be having sex in every other room with anybody, dogs. I don't care. It's irrelevant to me. Because I know there are a bunch of evil SOBs. And they do not have my interest, and they don't have any authority over me. So I don't care what they do up there. I wish they were gone. But we have to learn how to fight them. So there's two Federal Register publications that will be judicially noticed. Whatever's in them is judicially noticed. And that's the fact. That's evidence. That's real evidence. Can't argue. So I go to the first one. And the first thing I always do is just search on 553. And I said, oh, this is great. This is a great example. This one here. And it's 83 FR 2885. Where's the authority to test on human subjects? It says, for good cause, an interim final rule. Under Section 553B, as in Baker, in parenthesis, of the Administrative Procedures Act, APA, 5 U.S.C. 551, et seq., a notice of proposed rulemaking is not required when an agency. First of all, if it's going to have the forced effect, it has to have a proposed rule so that you and I can comment on it. And then they come back with a final rule and they have to address the comments. That's just part of it. They don't do a proposal. Oh, we're just going to do a final rule. We don't need all that nonsense. We don't need a vote in Congress from the House and the Senate. We'll just go ahead and just make a little mandate and do it. Okay, so it goes on to say, the agency for good cause. What does that mean? That good cause means there shall be an emergency or necessity to exist, and they shall put it in the Federal Register publication. What is the emergency? You'll never find one. Never. Never seen one yet. And I've looked at I don't know how many. It says that the notice and public comment thereupon are impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. That's it. That's for the first part. Then they go on to say, pursuant to 5 U.S.C. 553 little b, number 3, capital B, we find, that's the 30-day thing, that we find good cause exists to waive normal rulemaking requirements for the delay of the effective date and general compliance date of July 19, 2018. We believe that the notice and comment procedure in this limited instance is impractical, unnecessary, and contrary. So the 30 day is waived because we believe it. And now I don't care what they believe, especially in D.C. They go on to cite some other stuff about good cause down here. Immediate implication of this final rule, waive the 30-day delay, blah, blah, impractical and unnecessary for good cause. We believe. I don't care what you believe. But here's the killer. And I have never seen anything like this in all my research. And then I got to researching it back. They were planning on this to get all of these agencies in league together. So when this happened, they would all be holding hands. Kumbaya. Come on down. Legal authorities. That's number 4. The legal authorities for the departments and agencies are signatories to this action are as follows. Really? What's the authority? What's the legal authority for testing on human subjects? Oh, it says 5 U.S.C. 301 over and over and over and over and over. The only authority for testing on human subjects in America by all of these foreign agencies is 5 U.S.C. 301 and is strictly for its business, its conduct of its people, and its damn records, and it has nothing to do with the public. Why doesn't somebody bring this up? This has to be judicially noticed because they printed the dang stuff. What agencies are there? The Department of Homeland Security. Oh, them people I really got a lot of faith in. HHS. The Department of Agriculture. Department of Energy. Department of Aeronautics and Space Administration. Department of Commerce. Commercial Product Safety Commission. Social Security Administration. Oh, there's a good one. Agency for International Development. Department of Labor. Department of Defense. Oh, the military and all those folks. Yay! Says 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Education. 5 U.S.C. 301. Department of Veterans Affairs. Oh, there's another good one. Environmental Protection Agency. Oh, you're protecting our environment. Department of Health and Human Services. Oh, there's a really a good one. National Science Foundation. Department of Transportation. They're all real ones.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, well, we're back. This one here is a great example because they mixed two things: impractical, unnecessary, and not in the public interest, but they don't cite the emergency because they can't. That's to fool us, the public, if you are a little bit knowledgeable. Then they go ahead and put in the 5 USC 301. You can't have 5 USC 301. It's like oil and water. It's not going to mix. No, there ain't no way to make it happen. If it says 5 USC 301, the Supreme Court says it is a housekeeping regulation, internal use only, period, end of story, ball game over. You're done. This is a great example to show how they tried to fool it. The next Federal Register, the other one, doesn't even have that in it. It's just got 5 USC 301. Okay? But what's also interesting in this is, it's in this one or the other one, I don't remember which one it is. I think it's in the second one. Yeah, no, it's in this one too. In this here, there is two pages of the CFRs that have to do with all of these agencies. So you just pick your agency because down below they list where they are so you can go in and check. You will not find 553B being used, period. If it is, it's going to say it's impractical and unnecessary, or it's saying it's not required. That is conclusive evidence. Because you can take this general one, then go to your specific agency. They list every regulation to do with every agency in these two pages. And down below, they tell you, they give you the hint of which CFR, where to go look. What title it's under. There is your conclusive evidence that it's all a con, because they have to take judicial notice. Everybody's got to do it, regardless of what flavor you are, administrative, commissions, whatever. There's no wiggle room. Congress mandated it. Have I seen this anywhere? No. Why not? Well, the CDC mandated so we can go ahead and do these bioweapons because CDC mandated it. They didn't put it in the Federal Register, and I got the links for the documents where they did it. That's evidence. And I got the human subjects up thanks to the people that did the lawsuit, where to go look, because I hadn't researched it. I get these briefs and I go read and see what these people do, because a lot of times they do some of your research for you. They just don't go far enough. Those attorneys don't know. They use the Nuremberg Code. That's good. They use the CFR that they're not abiding by, but it's irrelevant because the CFRs are not judicially noticed. It's a compilation of federal registers, and internally those, just by citing them, if it does or does not, that is judicially noticed. And they don't know that. And we have been, and I included me, big time, I have been using code until I went around the merry-go-round about, me and a couple other people. And we keep coming back to the same results. There's no way to win this thing. Why would I keep doing the same thing when there's no way to win that I finally figured out? Wait a minute. Agencies don't listen to code. Code is foreign. It is a way for the Congress to say, hey, you agencies in Russia, would you like to come back over here and try to con the American people? That's how foreign it is. They are not in the Constitution. They list them that they're external regulatory agencies. They're outside the Constitution. They list it. They tell us what's going on. They could be in China, hell, they're Iran, Russia, I don't know. D.C. is about as foreign as you could get. We got a whole bunch of communist, socialist, Marxist, globalist in D.C. About 95% of them are all that away. They're all Democrats. A few Republicans are dumber than a rock or cowards. If you have an enemy, you must use something that it has to listen to and that can kill it, expose it. If you're going to bring French law into America, wouldn't you want to use the French law against it? The French law is immune to American code. These agencies only listen to regulations. And we don't use it against them. And when we do, the people that are doing don't know what the hell they're doing. I highly recommend getting a copy of this one line. And I got a brief that's not done yet, but I'm going to be. But the thing is, if you can prove that they have no way to win, they are liable.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Okay, welcome back to Boston. Marilyn, you got a question or a comment? Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Wow, that was quick. That was less than a minute. Fantastic. Okay, hi there. Okay, yes, this is what I'd like to know, please. I don't expect you to be an expert in this, but I'm going to go ahead and ask you. You're talking about government agencies, alphabet agencies, and at some point in time, they have to be published in the Federal Register in order to be legitimate. Is that what you said?
If anything of general applicability and legal effect is step one, it's like the Congress, and they have to put a bill out if they expect to make it a law. So the first step is they have to put it in the Federal Register, and then we have the ability, we can then see that they're up to something. Okay?
Okay. Now, having said that, does that mean that all of these alphabet agencies with undisclosed agendas and mission statements and top secret clearances and above top secret clearances, including but not limited to the CIA, the DIA, the NSA, et cetera, you're saying that they have all appeared in the Federal Registry at one point in time?
Yep, the FBI, all these people, the alcohol, firearms, and tobacco, I went in and looked to see if they were doing anything legitimate about weapons or bullets. Same nonsense.
Okay, so you're saying that the nuts and bolts and 100% of what they're up to should be published in the Federal Register, or what are they allowed to keep out of the Federal Register, and what must they put in the Federal Register?
I'm not saying that. Congress said that, and the courts. It isn't me. It's Congress said it. Said anything of general applicability and legal effect shall be in the Federal Register, just like any executive order. That's why he publishes it. These public executive orders, they're also in the Federal Register, because he's coming at it from outside the government of the United States, and they have to be in the Federal Register too. Okay.
Okay, but okay. So are you saying that if we want to look up these top secret agencies in the Federal Register, are you saying that we can find out what they're up to, or will they still be unpublished and unknown and classified?
Okay. Anything, the general stuff that has to do anything with us, I mean, they're going to have classified stuff. But anything that has the general authority and applicability that they're going to try to reach to us, it's got to be in the Federal Register. And they publish ad nauseum. All these agencies got just tons of paperwork about every dang thing you could think of, but it doesn't have anything to do with us if you want to get down to it, because they can't.
Okay, now let me also ask you this. Do you happen to know, you know, Department of Education is supposedly innocent, Department of Health and Human Services is supposedly innocent, so all of these agencies that are supposedly doing innocent work, the IRS, Internal Revenue Service, do they have clearances within their agency that are top secret and above top secret? And does that mean that some that work within the IRS, because they have top secret and above top secret clearances, are not permitted to disclose what they do because of their security clearance? Is that within the IRS?
They can do anything in the stuff, but it can't affect you and me. Anything that affects you and me has got to be in the Federal Register. And the problem that we run into with the Internal Revenue criminals, all of their stuff is stuff, other than a few regulations that are part one of those and those and be blown away, they're all 301 regs. They admit they're for internal use only, for the use of its own conduct of its own employees. And Chrysler V. Brown held these are called housekeeping regulations, and they got nothing to do with the public. They admit it if you know where to go look. But you have to go. I'm going to call Monday. I haven't found the authority for where it says 301 at the front, but I know it's not judicially noticed. But I want to know where that authority comes from, so I'll call the Federal Register and find out. But you go to the Federal Register publications of the Part 301, just like Notice of Deficiency. They have to tell you you owe money. 6011 and 6012, it's a 301 reg. So you go to the bottom under credits. You go into the Federal Register, because that's where these foreign entities live. They shall put it in the Federal Register. And if it isn't 553B, which there's only two ways to make force and effect of law, and neither one of them will pass, if it isn't there, it's for their internal use only. And even if 553 is there, they will say, we're not going to do it.
Okay, I understand that. We have to. You're kind of listening to your program is kind of like going to school. So whenever you come on, we have to get out our notebook and take notes. What I'm trying to find out is, are the security clearances that some federal employees have top secret?
No, they're not in there. Security clearances are not in there because that's internal stuff against governments and all that. That's not going to be there.
Okay, but see, what I'm trying to find out is that limited to national defense? Are security clearances limited to national defense, or to security clearances
if
just
it's,
mean
if
that
it has
no matter-
to do with national defense or something that's not us, the people, don't have to be there. But if it has anything to do with you or me, it's got to be there.
Okay, because I was just trying to figure out whether or not, like, as an example, the USDA, you know, the that does the food pyramid, U.S. Department of Agriculture, I was trying to figure out whether or not, you know, they had anybody with a top secret clearance, and from what you're telling me, it sounds like they don't, but I wasn't sure, because I wasn't going to limit that to national defense.
Well, the agricultural people, all the stuff that they do, all these experiments and all this nonsense, they put it in the Federal Register. They don't even hide it. You just don't know where to go look. But if they got, I don't know why the Department of Agriculture would have a top clearance, but that has nothing to do with you and me, or it has nothing to do with something that's going to affect us.
Okay, but you understand what I'm asking.
I think I do. See, the security interest clearances is just to hear stuff that's going on with other governments and things like that. That is not going to be in the Federal Register. But these agencies, it's just like Congress is making laws of the United States. It's got to be in the open. Anything these people are doing, because they're foreign, if it's going to affect you and me, it's got to be in the Federal Register, because it's just like making a law of the United States, except they call them rules and regulations. Does that help?
Yeah, no. The thing that I constantly try to reconcile, which I don't know whether you can help with or not, but the thing that I constantly try to reconcile is that it seems to me that the Federal Reserve note is unaccountable. And I wonder what and I don't expect you to answer this, be able to answer this, but I wonder what the relationship is, because all of these alphabet agencies, we don't know what they're doing. They have undisclosed budgets. You know, they don't, and I'm not even sure how to find out what their budget is.
Well, let me put it in another context. We got Congress. They got all kinds of security clearances for different stuff. That doesn't affect anything that does without the law of the United States has to be in the open. But they have security clearances to hear stuff about China and Russia and whatevers. Same thing with agencies. Now, I don't know whether they have security clearances or not. I have no way of knowing. But I do know if they're going to affect you and me, general applicability and legal effect, there's no exceptions. Any of their procedures, any of their documents, any of their orders, any penalties, anything they do shall be in the Federal Register. Period. End of story. And then the next question is, does it have the force and effect of law? And I've never seen one yet that does. What most of them are, they're all called housekeeping regulations or interpretive regs or procedural regs. That's all for their internal nonsense. But the thing is, they fool us like the IRS does. Oh, we're going to use code. But wait a minute, you're foreign to the code. You don't have any authority to use code. Congress says if you're going to talk to our people exclusively, you are limited to what's in the Federal Register. In other words, they have to make up their own set of laws. They can't use the laws of Congress. And Congress says, oh, well, we'll give you the authority to fool the people. But they have to make their own laws, and they're called rules and regulations. They have to be in the Federal Register. If they're not, you tell them to take a nice hike. Just like Congress. If there's no law, they can't punish you for it. Not supposed to be able to anyway. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. I was just going to share with you that I do try to keep up my mental health, because sometimes I think that Congress is running up the national debt for the purposes of making us go crazy.
No, the Congress is, we have a coup d'etat. They're bought and paid for. And there are very few of them that are out for our republic. They are in bed to overthrow our republic. That's what Congress is up to.
And in other words, they're trying to run up the national, you know, that's so high that we just, No, no, I wonder what the underlying reason, because they
all
just
want,
don't
it's,
see
Satan. Concerned. It's all evil. They want to overthrow our republic because we can't have Christians. We can't have a moral system at all. We want to have the citizen of the United States has no God. We want to have communism. We want to have socialism. They're in on it. It's just like, why wouldn't you want fair elections? Ask me that question. Everybody should want fair elections. Have you seen any of these federal senators and representatives come out and say, oh, I want to have federal, we want to investigate it. No.
Well, I mean, I don't know whether the news reports 100%, but I'm most disappointed in Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Holly. And I know that they're trying. They're probably, you know, putting in a good effort, but I'm very disappointed that, you know, that we don't, that they're not on the record with 100% of their votes. And I'd like to see, you know, election accuracy. You know, I would prefer really to have a hand-counted paper ballots just like the Vatican does.
Do you know who Mike Lindell is?
Yeah, he has the Frank Speech website, if I'm not mistaken.
You want to go to frankspeech.com if you want to find out what's going on in America. Just toss Fox at frankspeech.com. And I tell you what, you might want to take a little volume because it'll shock the hell out of you what's really going on in this country. Frankspeech.com. That's the only place you need to go. If you want to find out what's going on. I don't listen to Fox. I don't listen even to the radio because I'm so tired of hearing the nonsense about this little thing, that little thing, but it's censored news for entertainment. I want the whole uncensored truth. What the hell is going on?
Okay, so you're saying that that's a one-stop shop, huh?
Well, yep, go to frankspeech.com. Yep, and Brandon Howes is a great person. They've got Karen Kingston from Pfizer. It's a bioweapon. Don't take it, it'll kill you. Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Milkovich. It's just unbelievable information. It will shock your
conscience. Okay. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Well, get on my list if you want to find out the stuff and get a copy of this or just, you don't have today, just send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com and I'll send you a one line of what these agencies do. It's an overview and the stuff that goes with it. The Federal Register. Don't take my word for it. Read it right out of the Federal Register. It's a 301 rig. It's for government use only. It says so. Okay?
Thank you.
We got to, don't believe, trust, but verify. Trust, but verify. I am going to finish up. I got the one line done, like I say, and I'm going to be doing a lot more of them. I want to find out the, supposedly, because the authority to do these is not in the Federal Register, so they have no authority to do it. That's the first thing. You have to go to the root of the tree. I got tired of chopping off limbs and branches and leaves. Citizen of the United States is the root of our problem. It's like Esau in the Bible. He gave up his birthright. Creator wasn't happy. We go to church, citizen of the United States. Oh, donate $100, then write it off. You didn't donate a damn thing. You went in as a citizen of the United States. You're admitting, I have no soul. I have no God. And I have no political rights. But I can sue a corporation. Wow. Wake up, people. Our birthright is important. And we are blessed in this country to have our birthright upon the law of the land called due process of law in one of the several states. They're all out there. There's no elections for any state officers. They admit it. National Voter Registration Act in every state. If you don't believe me, send me your state and I'll show you where it's at. It's only for federal elections. Well, how do you have a state officer if you don't have an election for him? It's an oxymoron. 185 ALR 155 says, well, All it does is the right to vote means you can go to the building and you can't discriminate. But you, what you're entitled to do in the building is a whole different thing. And citizens of the United States are not entitled because they have no political rights. None. Because Congress created them out of thin air in 1866 to have the same rights as white citizens. Go look it up on the code. Just type it in on your computer. 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. You hear anybody talking about that? The same rights as a white citizen. But I'm white. Now what do I do? Duh. Sheesh. Back in a minute.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, we're back here. This is important. I really highly recommend you get this one line. I don't know. That's what I tell you. You want to fight them. There's only one thing they have to listen to is rules and regulations and the Federal Register. That's it. You can use code. You can use all kinds of nonsense. It ain't going to work. I've looked at all kinds of cases. And I tried to figure out, why doesn't it work? Because they're immune to it. Congress said the only thing that they have to do is put in the Federal Register, general applicability and legal effect. That's their stuff. They're immune to code. they're technically immune to CFRs. You can cite the CFR. I'm going to find out why, if it says 301, but if there's no judicial notice of the CFR. But if I cite the regulations under the CFR and said, guess what? None of them passed 553B, and they made the decision to call it a 301 reg. We done. Judicially noticed. It's evidence. Indisputable evidence. They put it in the Federal Register as a public record. Ball game over. And that's their confession. And I am using what Congress says, judicially noticed. No, it's evidence. Nothing else is needed. Does anybody do it? I saw very few cases where it actually worked because nobody does it. Why? I don't know. They don't know. I presume. I don't know the answer to that. Hard to say. I know a lot of attorneys. I know I was helping a guy down in Florida, an attorney out of Wisconsin. He said, that's scorched earth. We can't go there. Because he'd lose his law license. So what's this more important? That's why we, the people, have to wake up. My people die for a lack of knowledge. To hell with bowing down and licking the boots of old Satan and his minions. We're in a war for our republic and for our souls. Everything they're doing. Flood our thing with citizenship, our country. Bring in the enemy. Kill all the small businesses. Destroy the home. Destroy the churches. Give these churches money to bring in enemies of our republic. Lutheran Church, Catholic Church. I used to be a Lutheran. No, thank you. They're sold out for money because they make money. They make money. Wake up, folks. Time is short. And once we lose our republic, we'll never get it back. This is a one time, like I say, I think you might want to look at this, the post that I did with the regulations that I talked about today on the COVID-19, unless you want to go get the bio jab. If you do, well, go get the jab. Good luck. The thing is, you are going to become a spreader of a more viral, deadly virus by getting the bioweapon jab. It's reversed. What we think we know is not so. You become the spreader of something enemy. And they changed these definitions from something that's going to prevent it to something that's going to emulate our immune system to be, we're going to be protected. I'm going to go in the house and be locked down and be protected by taking the bioweapon jab. Yeah, right. And it's all, the mandate is all, not even smoke. It becomes smoke if you put it in the Federal Register, but it doesn't become effective law until it passes muster, and none of them do. God willing, we will see you next Sunday. What's up for the federalists, the Democrats, and watch out for the vaccinated people. They're a danger.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.